This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Just 3 hours from now on Capitol Hill here in Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump faces the start of open impeachment inquiry hearings into his conduct in office when the term quid pro quo figures to become a lot better known. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a look at what lies ahead.
For just the fourth time in U.S. history, the House of Representatives is opening impeachment hearings against a U.S. president, with a televised showdown over President Trump's actions toward the leader of Ukraine. Today's hearing will feature testimony from veteran diplomats William Taylor and George Kent, who've previously told lawmakers in closed-door sessions the Trump administration withheld military aid to Ukraine to pressure that country's leader into investigating President Trump's Democratic rivals. University of Chicago professor William Howell says their presentation is important to forming public opinion.
Clear and biting and incisive on the one hand. That's certainly what the Democrats are hoping for.
The president in the past says he had a perfect conversation with Ukraine's Vladimir Zelensky, and this is more.
Democrat lies, hoaxes, slander.
GOP lawmakers will have their chance to question the witnesses and make their case that the president committed no crime. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A car bomb explosion rocked Kabul today. At least 7 people in the Afghan capital were killed, with at least 10 others, including children, wounded. An Interior Ministry spokesman said the early morning blast targeted a foreign private security company vehicle and that 4 company employees were among those injured. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the bombing, which came after days of a lull in violence in Kabul. Wednesday's blast comes a day after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani freed 3 high-profile Taliban prisoners in exchange for 2 Western hostages, an American and an Australian. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. While the impeachment inquiry plays out on Capitol Hill today, President Trump is set to meet with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the White House, a visit ripe with controversy. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Erdogan comes to Washington with a list of complaints.
Turkey's president says Syrian Kurdish fighters have failed to vacate areas along the Turkish border, despite agreements with Russia and the U.S., and says he'll talk with President Donald Trump on it. Speaking before departing for Washington, Erdogan said he would also give Trump documents listing terror attacks allegedly carried out by Maslam Abdi, the commander of the U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish-led force. Turkey wants U.S. officials to arrest Abdi. Ankara believes the U.S. nor Russia have been able to clear northern Syria of terrorist organizations within the time they promised. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A suspected suicide bomber attacked a police station on Indonesia's Sumatra Island this morning. Authorities say the attacker was the lone fatality, while some security officers were wounded. No one has claimed responsibility. Police stations are common targets for suicide bombers in the world's largest Muslim-majority nation, which has struggled for years with Islamic insurgents. Israeli forces have carried out new airstrikes in the Gaza Strip, while militants there fired more rocket barrages into Israel. Palestinian health officials and Islamic Jihad said the Israeli attacks killed 2 people, raising the death toll to 12 since the latest round of violence began Tuesday, when an Israeli air assault killed an Islamic Jihad commander in Gaza. Australian officials say more than 50 homes were damaged or destroyed and 13 firefighters were injured overnight by wildfires raging across eastern Australia. The catastrophic blazes are exacting a terrible psychological toll with little cause for optimism. Victoria Dodd is Australia's Bureau of Meteorology expert.
We've got really hot, we've got really dry and got really windy conditions. In some places, temperatures are going to be 6 to 8 degrees above average. And this is all ahead of a wind change. And it's that wind change today that's adding this real complexity to the forecast. And it will make conditions really challenging for our firefighters on the ground.
In Hong Kong overnight, clashes between protesters and riot police took place near Hong Kong University, extending one of the more violent stretches in the 5 months of demonstrations in China's semi-autonomous territory. Police fired rounds of tear gas and rubber bullets at pro-democracy demonstrators, and students responded by throwing bricks and gasoline bombs. Police eventually used water cannon, then backed away. More news at VOAnews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.